Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
07712.
Thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
David Tribitz.
Thank you for that information. Can you please verify your address for me, please?
1433 Rustic Drive, Apartment 7, Ocean, New Jersey, 07712.
Thank you for the information. So you had the foot massager. How can I help you today?
I don't know. I'm having charges on my credit card from your company. What is your company?
We're a third-party call center that serves many different online vendors.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We are a third-party call center that serves many different online vendors.
Oh, well, I'm trying to figure out what I bought from you because I have a couple of things on here from you. Could you check it and see what I bought?
A foot massager. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir. You purchased a foot massager.
The foot massager?
That
was $7.
It was $7.45 for shipping. You have 48 to 72 hours to call and cancel in order to avoid a membership cost. You did not call to cancel your membership within that time frame, so it automatically enrolled you in a monthly subscription.
A monthly subscription for what?
Different perks for the foot massager.
That foot massager came, it wasn't even working. I had to throw it out because it wasn't going back and forth. It didn't even fit in the thing. And now you're telling me you're going to charge me more? That's fraud. I want everything canceled and all my money back. And if you want your foot massager, I'll find out where to get it for you. Because that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. What a scam this is.
It was all stated in the terms and conditions, sir. I will go ahead and cancel it out for you so you won't receive any future charges. And also provide you with a cancellation number. Bear with me for one moment.
And you're going to refund my money, right?
Unfortunately, I will not be able to process a refund on the account.
What did you charge me $49 for? I didn't receive nothing from you.
You received a $125 voucher in your email.
For what? Oh, you know, this is definitely fraud. Give me the cancellation number, and I'm going to call the governor. This is crazy, and I'm going to make sure that this goes on eBay and wherever it has to go to get rid of your company, because this is definitely fraud. You're charging me $7.45, you told me I am, and then you have probably in small print something that I couldn't even read because I'm 80 years old, something that telling me I'm going to be putting for a thing for $50 a month. What, are you out of your mind? Go ahead, give me this cancellation number, and then I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to call dispute. I'm going to dispute this. This is crazy. Go ahead. Give me it.
C is in Charlie, number 2, number 5, number 8, number 8, 0, number 1, number 7, number 5, number 8. Have you already filed a dispute with your credit card company or your bank?
No, I'm going to do it right now, though.
Okay, so I can try to speak with my supervisor to see what more I can do for you today. I can't promise you a full refund, but I can try to help you at least get some of your money back.
What do you mean? You're going to give me a refund?
I'm going to speak with my supervisor to see what more we can do for you.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay, bear with
crazy.
Me for one moment. I'm pushing on a
I
small refund.
I've never heard of such a thing in my life. You get me stuck with a $7.45 thing that doesn't even work, and then you start selling me $50 things that I don't even know about.
Still speaking with my supervisor. Please bear with me for a few more moments.
I'm listening.
Okay, after speaking with my supervisor, I can issue you a one-time courtesy fee. That's a 35% refund on that $49.97 charge.
You charged me twice, $49.97.
I do understand, sir, but I can only refund you for the month of January.
Well, you charged me $49.97 for January.
Correct, and I can issue a 35% refund.
A 35% refund?
That's correct.
No, that's okay. I'll take it up with my credit card company. 35% isn't going to do nothing. You're charging me $107 for shit.
Okay, sir.
That?
I do also want you to understand by you filing a dispute with your bank, they will issue a temporary refund. They will open up an investigation. They will contact us, and we will provide them with our terms and conditions. They will see that it's a valid charge, sir, and you will. It's a possibility you can lose all your money. You
no,
did agree
will,
to these
they,
terms
they,
and conditions,
they,
and you
they
did
will,
purchase
will,
the foot massager.
They will see it's fraud.
No, sir.
I've been through companies like you before. Somebody sent me a flashlight. It was supposed to be for $5, and all of a sudden I'm getting charged $50 and $35 and whatnot, and they saw it was fraud, and they gave me back my money. So I'll do it with that. Thank you. Okay?
No,
because
sir.
your company isn't worth anything. If you don't want to give me back my money, everybody's going to know about it. Bye.
Okay, sir.